I think in every scrimmage, you're going to have a lot of positives, a lot of negatives, a lot of things we've got to learn from. And we're still playing a lot of guys in the scrimmage as well. So, I liked what I saw from our older guys that are going to be playing a lot of football. I think most of our improvement has to come in developing some of the depth. And I think more than anything, it's an alignment assignment standpoint. We've got good athletes out there. Got to know what they're doing and be able to execute things effectively.
As far as your quarterback play, it looked like Mike had a few good balls today, and I was taking in the scrimmage with color analyst Rob Rubick, and he really noticed the balls coming out of Preston Hutchinson's hand.
Well, there's certainly some deep balls that he threw that were really good throws. Preston's had a good camp. He had a good spring. He's had a good summer. He had a good camp and, continues to get better. I would say Rob's right in that the ball seems to be jumping off his hand a lot better than maybe it did last fall. And he knows where his weaknesses have been in the past. He's improved those things, and excited to see what he's going to be able to accomplish in the future.
Second scrimmage in the books. Now with 2 weeks left before game day, the focus turns, I imagine, on staying healthy and kind of fine tuning as you get into game preparation for Coastal Carolina. What's the next 2 weeks look like for the offense?
Well, there's no doubt most of our installation is done. We've got a lot of offense in, so it's scaling back a little bit what we're going to be good at, what we need to focus on. And part of that is, looking at our opponents coming up and where we need to be, attacking those opponents and focusing on those game plan adjustments. So the next 2 weeks will be critical in formulating a game plan.
How excited are you to see your offense on the field against Coastal Carolina in 2 weeks and get some real game action going?
Yeah, the end of camp for players and coaches gets a little old, hitting the same color jerseys, if you will. We know our defense fairly well, and they know us. And so we're getting anxious, I think, to play against somebody in an opposite color jersey.
With offensive coordinator Aaron Keene, Coach, good luck through the rest of camp, and we'll see you at Coastal Carolina.
Thank you.